You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 11, verse 38 to 44. Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone laid against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he had been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." In this passage that we read, you will notice that there is an assignment for man and there is an assignment for God. There is something that man can do, and there are things that only God can do. And God will not ask you to do what he can do. Jesus didn't roll away the stone. Jesus certainly could roll away the stone. He could have commanded the stone and said, "You stone covering Lazarus' grave, be removed." And that stone will be removed, because even the stone of his own tomb was rolled away, not by man, but by God. So certainly he could roll away the stone, but he didn't do it. He said, "You roll away the stone." Then, when the stone was rolled away, Jesus called forth to Lazarus, and Lazarus came forth. So, brethren, there is a rolling of the stone that is our duty. Don't expect the Lord to come and roll away the stone. I don't know what could be the stone in your life. It could be anger. It could be sin. It could be immorality. Whatever the stone is, it could be unbelief. You must roll it away. It could be fear. You must roll it away. And then let the Lord do the work that you cannot do. But the stone, we can roll the stone away. The stone is that which has hindered us from accessing the help of the Lord. And he's asking you, he says, "Take away the stone." That's what Jesus said to them. He said, "Take away the stone." Take it away. You can do that. You cannot resurrect Lazarus, but you can remove the stone blocking the tomb of Lazarus. Whatever you can do, do it, and let the Lord do that which only the Lord can do. It is only the Lord that can raise the dead, but you can pray. So why not pray? So there are things that we can do, or there are things that he has given us grace and ability to do, and there are things that only him can do. But you see that he is asking us to do that our own part. Many times people are complaining, having not done their own part. Have you trusted him and he failed you? And you are now complaining that he is not there for you. But the question is, have you trusted him? Have you trusted him with all of your heart? If it's not possible to trust him with all of your heart, he won't ask us to trust him with all of our heart. So roll away the stone and let Jesus do that which only Jesus can do. It is my prayer that you will truly experience the power of resurrection in your life in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.